You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, let's go. Welcome in. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I always like to like sing along with Key Glock, you know what I'm saying? When it's just me, I like to
You gotta
sing along.
Dip into it. I get you.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, that's kind of the vibe. Welcome in. Thursday, July 31st edition of the show. It's just me and George today. Jason taking some well-deserved vacation. He has been, you know, busting his hump, and so he's going to be out for a little while. It's kind of weird how this is going to work. I mean, I'll be fully transparent. So he's going to be out the rest of this week. He's going to be out all of next week, and then I'm going to be out the whole entire week after that.
So, oh, come on now.
Yeah, we're not going to be whole for a while. but you know what they say, right? What's the old adage, like, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Exactly.
I think that's like really, I mean that more for the audience, right? Like,
sure.
Miss Jason and John together a little bit so that when we do finally reunite late next month, you know, people will be so happy to hear it back together. That's the idea. Cause you know, you get taken for granted, you know, you show up every day. It's like a
machine. Put that work in.
Yeah, you know, and I think people get a little bit too comfortable. I really do. I think you guys in Memphis have gotten way too used to me and Jason being together every single day, and you need to know what it's like when it's not a thing so that you'll appreciate it way more when it happens again. That's the goal. That's the idea. We'll see if it works. But, yeah, it'll be me and George today and tomorrow, and then it'll be Brad and myself all of next week. That's cool, man. We built for this, man. Jason deserves it. So just wanted to give a quick housekeeping update there. Jason's good. Jason's fine. He's just taking some time. We got a lot to get to today on the show on July 31st. I heard you and Jeff talking about whether or not this Hall of Fame game that is happening tonight, whether or not that signifies that we have made it. And I think the consensus was from the both of you that no, in fact, we have not made it. We can make out the body of water in the desert.
You can see it.
But we're not there. We still got about...
We got some walking to do.
Exactly. So we're going to stay on the camels. We're going to keep riding in the desert. But we're getting closer. We can almost taste it. We can almost taste the water. Anyway, we'll get into all that today on the show. And I'll tell you why I'm looking forward to this game tonight, even though it's going to be mostly a bunch of jabronis. I'll tell you why I'm excited about it here in just a little bit. We got a packed show for you today. Drew Hill is going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies moving to London and that game, obviously. I'm joking. You're giving me the look, and you're right. I shouldn't joke about such things. Because Chris Harrington actually had an interesting little piece about it today at the Daily Memphian. But we will talk to Drew Hill about the Europe trip and whether or not the Daily Memphian is going to expense him to go. I do think we need to have that discussion as a team. You know, I don't know if any decisions have been made on that, but I do think just gauging and just knowing Drew, like Drew is a little irresponsible on these road trips. I think he needs somebody to be there to make sure that he stays in line, you know. So I think I need to go. I think the Daily Memphian needs to send me as well, so that I can make sure that Drew is focused and locked in on doing his job. So I'll make that pitch.
Chaperones, you know, 100%. Hey,
we all had them.
All had them.
Yeah.
All can need a bit. We need them at times.
That's right. And I think Drew especially.
Gonna be in London. That's a big city.
That's right.
Played at the O2.
Mm-hmm. And then
a lot of trouble to get into over there.
To say nothing of Berlin. I think that's an entirely different. You know, you need someone over there who knows sort of the lay of the land. I consider myself, you know, a great historian. And like I said, I don't know if David Boyd is listening, but I do plan to make that pitch in person later tonight.
Are you going to do it in German, just so you can really?
That's a good pitch.
It's a good. You know,
that's a good sort of angle on it. I think it's more so Drew needs the assistance, but we'll talk to Drew about that and the rest of this Grizzlies offseason at 11:25. 12:25, we're going to be joined by a Hall of Famer. We're going to be joined by a Vanderbilt Hall of Famer. Dan the Man Wolken is going to join us at 12:25. He was actually announced as a member of the Vanderbilt Hall of Fame. I guess it's like their media, right? Their alumni Hall of Fame, whatever. He was announced as that yesterday. And so, of course, former Memphis basketball beat writer here in Memphis at the Commercial Appeal, went on to The Daily. Do you remember The Daily?
I don't. No.
The Daily was. I saw the vision, but it was just, I think it was a little bit too ambitious. So basically, I believe Wolken left. He was the Memphis basketball beat writer. Then he got a columnist job at the CA, and then he took that and he turned it into a job with Rupert Murdoch's The Daily, and that was like 2010. And then think about The Daily. The novelty about The Daily is that it was an iPad only publication. Yeah, it was formatted for the iPad.
iPad only?
I think you might have been able to access it
on like a laptop, maybe.
But the formatting, it was all designed for the iPad.
So you said this was in like the 2010s.
I think it was like 2010, 2011.
Are you trying to tell me WordPress wasn't a thing?
Yeah.
Back then?
Yes. It didn't last. It maybe lasted, I don't know, 2 years. It was the world's first iPad-only news app in the United States and Australia. And of course, like I said, it was owned by News Corp. And
I could kind of see where that would not go so great if it's only for the iPad.
Yeah. So it launched February 2nd, 2011.
Okay, we're in that time frame.
It ceased operations December 3rd, 2012. So it didn't even last 2 years. So that's tough.
That's tough.
Again, like, it's not Dan's fault.
No, of course not.
It's not Dan's fault. I think Dan did it. I've always thought Dan was just really an amazing sports writer. But I just think the world wasn't ready for an iPad-only news app.
I don't think they're ready for it now.
No, I agree. I mean, do you use an iPad?
No.
I don't either.
I don't use any tablets. It's phone and PC.
Agreed.
Or laptop. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think you could do iPhone-only news app. You know, like, if you want to, but everything gets formatted.
But at that point,
mobile.
Isn't that just Apple's?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, right. That you're right. So, anyway, Dan Wilkins is going to join us. And really what we'll talk about is I want to get his thoughts on Memphis and conference realignment and where they fit in. I mean, I believe he was the first to report that Memphis had talked to the Big East about splitting up that basketball and football. This was last fall. And I'm wondering if there's been any movement on that, if he's heard anything else. So we will talk to him about that in college football, a little bit of college football at 12:25. Then at 1:25, the one and only Bennett Doyle will be here in studio. He's got an intro song.
My guy.
He's feeling good. You approve of the intro song?
Love it.
Yeah, so we will talk to Bennett here in studio, get his thoughts again on the Grizzlies going overseas for these games, whether or not he's going. His Titans, I don't know if you saw the quote yesterday from Cam Ward. He said, we're very mid right now, which, I mean, I appreciate the honesty because they are. But maybe they can not be mid this year. I don't know. We'll talk to Bennett Doyle about all that at 1:25. So that is the show today. But we got a lot to touch on. Let's do a little thing we call over-under. Let's go.
All righty.
Let's do it.
1.5. Number of bets you'll make on tonight's Hall of Fame game.
All right, what's the number?
1.5.
All right, so 1.5 bets I'll make tonight on the NFL Hall of Fame game. So it's Chargers and Lions. I believe it's a 7 o'clock kickoff.
Of course, I believe that's right.
This is the official welcome back to getting your brain into football mode game. And look, I've already made one. I've already made one bet.
What was it?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Is it the under on the points?
That is not the under.
What did they set the line at, I guess?
Historically this game has trended under always because the field has sucked.
Yeah.
But apparently they have fixed the field. Apparently the field is in much better condition.
Fixed the line.
Yeah. But no, I bet the Chargers.
Oh.
Plus like I don't know, plus 110 or something, plus 115 or something.
Is it based on hoping that Trey Lance gets more time than DJ Uiagalelei?
Well, he will get more time than DJ Uiagalelei. But not by a lot. Trey Lance is getting the first half.
Are they just splitting it up by halves?
And then Harbaugh said if all goes well, he'll get the first drive of the third quarter.
Okay.
So, you know.
50.1%.
Well, think about it like this, right? Let's say that the Lions get the second half, get the ball in the second half, right? And let's say there's a world where they go on like a 6-minute drive and somehow don't score.
Yeah.
Well, then you only have, you know, you have 9 minutes left in the quarter, and then Trey Lance is getting that first drive.
The first drive after, yeah.
Another
long drive.
Yeah, this is best case scenario stuff. But let's say that, you know, you're trying to nurse a lead here, and he goes on like another 4-minute drive.
Kamani Vidal and Hassan Haskins are just going to get a ton of run out.
Yeah, there we go.
Eating up clock.
And let's say, you know, they get a field goal. So now you're really only talking about a fourth 15 minutes. It might come down to like 2 or 3 drives where Uiagalelei hopefully only has to hand the ball off.
And isn't.
I mean, that's my script.
That's your game script for like, we are winning this bet, we're winning this game.
That's okay. What I need to happen, because if it happens any other way, I think it's going to be tough. Because I don't know if people realize that DJ Uiagalelei is going to play in this game. I
only know that because Jeff and I talked about it earlier.
Well, I just can't believe that he's on a preseason roster like this. Like, I can't believe. Well, I mean, maybe I should believe.
I mean, it's a UDFA. It wasn't like it was a draft pick or anything like that. Well, nothing crazy.
And he's big, and he's mobile, and he's a former 5-star guy. All these NFL coaches are going to try to like tell themselves the same thing. Like hey,
we can fix him.
That's exactly right.
Come on.
And I don't think he's fixable. I mean, we saw him at Florida State. I mean, Norvell is one of the best in the world at you know, quarterback development. We've seen it. I don't think he's ever had a bad quarterback until DJ. I mean, that was a first.
And the Lions, though, they've only got 3 quarterbacks. Is it just going to be a Kyle Allen game?
It's going to be Kyle Allen and Hendon Hooker, yeah.
See, I put a little bit more like Hooker. I could put a little bit more trust in a Hooker.
Sure. Well.
But then again, how much actual...
That's the first time anybody has said that, by the way. You can put more trust into a Hooker.
Oh, well, just one. Just this one.
Just Hendon.
Just Hendon.
Yeah. No, I think the plan is that I saw that Kyle Allen is gonna get the first half, and then Hendon gets the second.
Okay.
So, again, I'm hoping Trey can sort of...
Build a bit of a lead.
100%.
Kyle Allen. Yeah.
Kyle Allen stinks.
No.
You know, Hendon is good.
Hendon's very good.
For preseason. I think he's you know, he could be one of the better quarterbacks in this thing, but I'm just hoping that the Chargers can build a lead out, you know, and because the reports from camp, that's what's interesting to me, right? Like Trey Lance was the 3rd overall pick once upon a time. I mean, he was good enough for the 49ers to move up and get him, and you know, obviously, you know, he's bounced around, didn't work out in San Fran, in Dallas last year he had a 5 interception game in the preseason. But, you know, it doesn't really surprise me that Mike McCarthy didn't know how to develop him. Like, they didn't know what the hell they were doing with
him.
Yeah. Now you're seeing reports from camp that Harbaugh might fix this guy. Now, I don't know how much energy he's going to put into the Trey Lance reclamation project because he has Justin Herbert. But I think if you can't show something tonight under Harbaugh and that staff against a bunch of 3rd and 4th and 5th string guys from Detroit, they're not playing any starters. It's never going to happen for you, brother. Like, you got to get ready to go to the UFL because it's the end of the road for you. So, Yeah, I have the Chargers tonight, and then, you know, I think maybe there's a chance that I could take, you know, a full game under or something. I could maybe, like, if, you know, if it's a shootout in the first half and I know that DJ Uiagalelei is coming in, I could certainly hit a halftime a live under for the second half. Because, again, DJ Uiagalelei ain't doing nothing out there. Like, he – Memphis made him – Memphis's defense, all right, as bad as it was, made him look like he couldn't play.
Without the cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
Made him look
awful. I just, how many did he finish against Memphis? I mean, it couldn't
horrible.
Have been, it couldn't have been 200 yards. I mean, that game was abysmal.
Just from memory, what was it, like maybe a buck 70?
201 yards is what he had against the Tigers. At
on
home.
What passing percentage? Like what?
He was 16 of 30, so 50% completion. Basically,
that's nasty. That's
one
gross.
Pick. Yes, it is gross. He had 9 carries, minus 16 yards. They count sacks.
Those are
of course,
sacks, yeah.
But yes, I mean the fact that he couldn't put up. I mean, Memphis had one of the worst defenses in America last year. They've always had one of the worst defenses in America. It feels like, and he couldn't even muster a touchdown against these guys. I mean, that kind of tells you
that's pretty rough.
Yeah, everything you need to know. So, yes, I think I'll probably wind up with 2 bets on this game.
That'll get you the over.
Does it when you hear somebody say that? How does that sound? That I'm gonna have maybe 2 bets on the Hall of Fame game.
Honestly, do I know that they have been fiending for football for the last like 6 months?
Yeah, we haven't had anything because UFL doesn't count.
No, absolutely not.
So,
of course that doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's awful for us to say.
I don't think it's that awful. I don't think it's awful. I think it's understandable.
The quality is just bad. But, no, 2 bets, that's not crazy.
Yeah.
Now, if it's someone saying, oh, hey, I've already bet just about every line in every book I've found, and I'm going to be hitting lives, that's pretty bad.
Right.
That would be pretty bad.
Right.
2 bets, that's nothing crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It is football. It's not, you know, it's not glitz and glamour. It's not the real thing necessarily, but it is something. It's an NFL production. And, so who's going in tonight? I mean, Antonio Gates is going in, right?
Antonio Gates, Jared Allen.
It's not tonight, is it?
I think it's this weekend.
It's this weekend, yeah.
But it's Antonio Gates, Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Sterling.
Okay, yeah.
Mind you, finally.
Yeah.
I think finally for Sterling. He should have been in well before now, I think.
Yeah. Eric Allen, didn't he used to do like ESPN work? He looks so familiar.
Did he?
I feel like he did ESPN work. Maybe I'm making that up, but I feel like he did some television in his
he did.
He did do TV. I mean, that's just a random recollection. Jared Allen, of course, was a monster on that defensive line for the Vikings for so long, and then Antonio Gates, easy.
I mean, easy.
Second best tight end ever?
Some people at this point would argue maybe third.
Who's that? Oh, Kelsey?
Kelsey's going to be up there for sure.
Yeah, that's interesting.
For Antonio Gates, he played at such a high level for so long.
Yeah, he played. I mean, and he kind of did play in a little bit of a different time. Like,
he got a little bit of both, and he was really good in both kinds of eras, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Tony Gonzalez. I guess people would say Jason Witten is in that conversation as well, because he's the second all-time in yardage.
Yeah, but he was it was like the dump-off king.
Right. I mean, Antonio
Gates. How many times against the Cowboys were like, okay, Witten's just standing there?
I mean, honestly, like, if you take everything, like, I mean, Antonio Gates has the most touchdowns.
Yeah.
Of anybody. I'm surprised, like, Gronk's not somewhere on this list.
Yeah, I was going to – well, for Gronk,
he's only had 92.
Shorter career,
yeah.
Lots of injuries during his career.
Right.
But undeniable when he was out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, yes, good class for sure, and hopefully a good game tonight that ends in a Chargers dub, and Trey Lance and DJU can get me home. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be betting football again, watching football again. It has been it's been far too long. That offseason in the NFL is real. Like basketball, you never feel like there is one. NBA, like,
kind of isn't one.
Yeah, like, you
pack everything so much.
No doubt, because you have finals up till mid-June. Then you have draft.
2 weeks later is the draft.
Then you have summer league, which is, for me, is something that I'm watching all the time. And then finally, after that's over, you know, you got about 2 months before training camp.
Yeah.
You know, but only 2 months. I mean, with NFL, we were done. I mean, it feels like the NFL season is really over in January. I mean, because the playoffs end and you have the Super Bowl then the first week of February. Yeah. So you basically are talking about
You get the draft.
Six, 7 months.
I think the draft is pretty good for the NFL. I think they do a good job with making sure it's always, you know, right. on the forefront.
Yeah.
People are always talking about it. But after the draft in what is that, April?
Yeah.
It's like radio silence until training camp.
Because like the OTAs just have no juice. I mean,
zero.
People don't, sometimes they don't go to it.
Some, you know, rookie mini camp stuff is okay, but like that's just like, okay, let's see what the number one pick is doing. All right, cool. He's doing number one pick things. Tune back out.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, yeah, should be fun tonight with the Hall of Fame game.
Sticking with football, just in a little bit of a different way. 2.5, 2.5, 99 overall rated quarterbacks there should be in Madden.
Yeah, so you know, I don't obviously play Madden as much as I once upon a time did.
Me either.
I still do like to play. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite, man. I've been playing that zero build reload. I don't know if that's like a, you know, soft mode. Like, that's what, like, you know, soft people play. But either way, I will always get the Madden eventually. And there's only two 99 rated quarterbacks this year.
Yeah.
In Madden 26. And that's Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. That's it. Mahomes is 95. So
really,
yeah, I feel like
I saw Burrow was a 97 in there. Want to say
Burrow's 97,
but Pat is down to a 95.
Yes, I think he's a 99 quarterback every year,
every single year.
So I think they missed the mark. Now here's the beautiful thing about this, right? Like, like your Madden rating used to be a real conversation because I'm talking about 20 years ago because they couldn't change it.
Yeah,
right.
Like, but now they do like updates. Yeah, mid-season, now they do updates. Mid-season. Did you see Cam Ward's?
I did see Cam.
I think he's like a 78.
Yeah,
like that.
I think it's 72. I think it's even lower.
No, there's no way it's that low.
Yeah, hold on. It's 72. He has a Madden rating of 72. He is the, I believe he is the lowest rated number one pick in like 20 years or something like that.
72 that's almost a little disrespectful. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's like,
I bet there are some backups that are higher than a 72 rated.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So he is Cam Ward's rating of 72 overall is the lowest rated number one overall pick in the game's history for at least the last 24 years.
That's
Bryce was a 74. Bryce Young was a 74 in Madden 24. Caleb Williams was a 76 in Madden 25. So I wouldn't say it's like a huge gap, but yes, I mean it's notable that he's that low.
Yeah,
I think that's low. I think I would probably have him as a 75. I'd split the difference between Caleb and Bryce.
That's exactly where I'm thinking.
75. You know, and then go up from there. But again, it doesn't mean anything anymore because, you know,
he goes out and cooks for the first 2 months.
He's going to be an 85.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just going to be like it never even happened. So, you know, they used to send like Madden developers like to practice and stuff. You know, like they'd get access to practices and training camp, and they would have like real, you know, scouts on this stuff basically. But now it's just like, you know. You watch it and it doesn't even have any stakes at all. So anyway, all right, let's take a break. Drew Hill's gonna join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies expansion over into Europe, what he makes of it, and more. Stick around, Jason and John.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Trying to have ESPN. Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He's going to pick up some miles this season. There's no doubt about that. He joins us every Thursday. He joins us now. How you doing, man? How do you say hello in German?
I have no idea. But what is it? I guess it's...
Hello.
What do they say? In London, it'd be what? Like cheerio? Or is that
cheerio, goodbye? Yeah. You could say
goodbye.
Guten Morgen. But, you know...
Are you on Google Translate right now?
I sure am.
Okay, yeah.
I should know this.
I have no idea, but I better start learning, right? I mean...
Well, if we make the decision to send you, I mean, I think that's still being thrown around in the offices over there in terms of expenses and things like that. I think, you know, if we do decide to send you, I think you definitely need a travel buddy, just to be safe. So we'll also have to figure that out as well.
Here's the thing. I don't know what the answer will be. I assume the answer is going to be yes. I'm just assuming the answer is going to be that I'll go over there. But I am also supposed to have a child like a month before that.
Oh, man.
So that is that's going to be chaos. I'm fortunate to have family in town to maybe help. I want to be there for the people, though. I want to tell those stories for sure. So we're going to try to make it happen. I think the Daily Memphian is definitely going to try to make it happen. So if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But I think there's a good chance. I think there's a good chance that I'll be in Europe next year. So, you know what? I had never been to Europe in my entire life until my honeymoon 2 years ago, where I went to Italy. I went to like three or four different cities in Italy, did the train in between each one. And then I'm going back to Italy in September this year because – this is insane. My friend is getting married in Italy, which we got to stop this, right? I told him this. He's like, well, one of my best friends in the world. But, like, people, we got to stop this. Like, I know you want to have your dream wedding, but other people have other stuff going on in their lives. It's pretty hard to drop an entire week to pick up and go to Italy. But he is one of my very best friends, so I'm going to do it. But, my God. Like, come on, people. We got to be better than this.
Yeah.
You know, I got married in Millington. I feel like getting married in Millington is not that big of an ask, right? Everybody, you know, there were some people that traveled in from out of town, but like everybody that lives in Memphis that went to my wedding, the furthest anybody really drove was like 40, 45 minutes. Like, that's not crazy, but Italy is insane. That's insane, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. I've only been, of course, you know, for Serbia, and I didn't get a chance to, you know, go anywhere else. I got stuck in Serbia. This feels like a good excuse, although, you know, Jason made the point that some people swearing off downtown, they're not going to make the trip to damn Berlin. Although, I just feel like this is, you know, and I know there's a lot to unpack here, but, you know, if I was a diehard Grizzly fan and I had the means, like, what an opportunity this is to get a chance to go to Europe and watch my team play. Like, first regular season game in Germany, like, this is as good as it gets. And that, you know, that's a lifetime memory right there.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's going to be an experience, and they'll make it an experience too. Like, I didn't super closely follow the Paris games last year, but I do know that they had a special media availability for those. Like, they had, it was almost like an all-star game type thing for the Paris games. Like, they had all the players doing media, and obviously Wemby being there was a huge deal. So I imagine they're going to make a big deal of it too in Germany, especially since it's going to be the first regular season game there. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Like, I think it's going to provide a different experience that we've never had with the Memphis Grizzlies. So that part of it will be cool. Obviously there's trade-offs to that, which I'm sure we're going to get into, but overall, I think that this is a big opportunity for the franchise and a big opportunity to just gain fans over there, because all it takes is like Jaren or Ja giving a little kid a high five, and next thing you know, that kid might be a Grizzlies fan for the rest of their life. So buy merchandise and do all those things. And, like, you know, if you paid attention to the home crowds like last year, which weren't that great for a lot of the season, if we're being honest, like, it feels like the franchise has really tried to make the Grizzlies more of a regional team. Like, they want to be the team for the Mid-South. They want people to come from Arkansas. They want people to come from, you know, Middle Tennessee. They want people to come from Mississippi to the games. And they want to be a team for the whole region. Well, this is an opportunity to expand even further than that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of things at play here. But there's like it feels like the NBA's interest mostly. You know, and the Grizz are just sort of part of this. And look, they are members of the National Basketball Association. Like, they have to be good citizens. And so if they want to put you in this setting, then you're going to go put in this setting. You're going to go to the setting. From the NBA's perspective, I mean, are you a believer in their Europe expansion ambitions? Like, do you think there's something there? I mean, it really, and then you see the news from LeBron and Jokic yesterday that maybe they're trying to start a league as well that's separate of the NBA, and you can't play in both. Like, what is this obsession with Europe?
I just think that there's a market there for basketball, and if you pay attention to, like, the crowds and stuff for EuroLeague games, those games are, like, packed out, right? So there's clearly opportunity there. And so I think that people are trying to capitalize on that. Now, whether or not it's going to work is interesting. You might remember I did that story where I talked to like five or six people in Europe. Some were with European clubs, some were not, that were media over there. And every single person had like the same opinion, which is that in Europe, basketball is so different. And especially in Eastern Europe, like, they view it as like a more pure form of basketball than the NBA. Like, they'll tell you that their basketball that they play is better than the NBA. And so they kind of push back against NBA ideology. Well, then there's the Western sort of thinking in Europe, which is to embrace NBA philosophies, to, you know, I guess center your team around, build your team around NBA ideology. And that was something that Isolo did. And part of the reason why he got so much NBA attention was because his team was playing the way NBA teams play. And I think that, you know, there's some divide there in Europe. And so to me, that's the real question, is like, will people in Europe embrace this over something that they've had for years and years and years? It seems to be plenty successful on its own. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a hard question, right? Like,
right.
Is it the USFL, right?
Yep.
Where they're not really trying to compete with the NFL. They're playing at a totally different time of the year. Like, this isn't that, right? This is them basically trying to take over and have their own sort of thing. This is LIV Golf versus the PGA.
Right.
This isn't the USFL versus the NFL. So
right.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
But you know, the difference with LIV and PGA is that LIV got real golfers. I mean, they got real PGA stars, and they really diluted it. Whereas this NBA Europe League will not get real NBA players. They will get, like, David Jones Garcia.
Well, he might be a real NBA player, John. I don't know if
he could be a Europe star. All right?
Yeah, he could be.
I mean, so that's what I like, and I also think, like, I don't know this, but I just get the sense that Europeans are going to be very protective of that product. You know, like, oh, the Americans think they're going to come over here and, you know, just do it better than we've been doing it with worse players in some cases. You know? Like, I kind of think the NBA is, like, glossing over that. I think they need to read the room a little more on this. I'm not opposed to, like, you know, trying it, but it's very different than what the NFL is doing, you know, because there is no alternative product in the NFL. They don't have this over there. They have soccer, football. They don't have, you know, an American football, you know, comparison. So it makes sense that they want to bring that. If there's an audience for that in Europe, the NFL will bring that over and they will satiate that audience. We don't know that there's actually an audience for NBA basketball, like diet NBA basketball in Europe. Like I think there is a little bit of putting the cart before the horse here by the NBA. I could be wrong.
I can't get over the vocabulary. Did you just use satiate? Is that what you just used?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm trying to be my best self.
That's impressive, dude. Good job. I honestly, I don't even know what that means. Good job. I think you're right. Like I imagine there's going to be pushback. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm certain that there's going to be pushback on it, and because there's going to be pushback doesn't mean it won't be successful. But didn't the NFL like try this for a little bit too? Like,
yes, there was like, the NFL Europa, and it was a disaster.
There's not a great track record for this sort of thing. So
exactly,
maybe it works, but I have my doubts for sure.
All right, there's also as a result of this, the collateral damage is that there will be no MLK game for the Memphis Grizzlies, first time since 2017. Now, I thought Jason Wexler did a really good job. You know, in his statement of assuring, you know, Memphians that, hey, this is just a one-off, and we fully expect to get back to, you know, doing this annually, you know, after this year. But how much of the you know, I don't know how much blowback you got on Twitter, Drew, but I imagine that most of it would have been informed by this paranoia, you know, given the backdrop of the lease negotiations and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, there was some pushback, and, you know, it's interesting because now that I'm writing columns, like, I never feel like it's necessarily my job to tell people how to feel. Like, you can say how you personally feel, but it's hard to tell people how to feel, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was like, do I write this just as a news story, or do I write this as a column and say, like, but no, like, yeah, there's no MLK Day, but I promise you this is a good thing. And that just didn't feel like the right thing to do, because if people want to be upset that there's no MLK Day game, like, I totally get that. I'm completely understanding of it, and there's obviously more than just basketball to that. So I don't have any problem if there's people that push back on it and say that they don't think it was a good decision. Do I think that it was the decision that I would make if I was put in that situation? I think I'd make the same decision just because this feels like such a rare opportunity. But for me, that was, you know, that's sort of where I landed on it. Like, if you want to take the position that they shouldn't have done this, then that's fine. But here's the thing, too, that I think gets lost, and I was before I was on air, I was actually crediting George, who I heard talking about this yesterday with Kevin Cerrito. You know, these arenas, they're booked up for all kinds of different dates. So it's not like the Grizzlies, you know, would have avoided this if it was an opportunity, right? If there was a chance to do this on a different date where they didn't have to miss MLK Day in Memphis, I think they would have done it. But they're having to work around the structure of the venues in Europe that are booked up with tons of concerts and different things. And so this was the opportunity that was presented. There was no other opportunity presented.
Right.
In which case they said yes. And so in that, knowing that, I think it's a little bit easier to swallow, I guess. But again, like if you want to be upset, like, and it sucks for the fans that are going to lose a premier game, like that would have been a great game. People would have been excited to go to a game between Orlando and Memphis at home. And if that was the MLK Day matchup, people would have been fired up for that. So you lose that as a home game. That's a bummer.
Right. All right, last thing before we let you go. I don't know if I can say this on the air, but you have a big night tonight.
I do.
Because playing at Malco Theaters throughout Memphis and the Mid-South is nothing but a winner. That's Alabama football dynasty. It was built by coaches like Bear Bryant and Nick Saban. And this film goes beyond SEC dominance and national titles to reveal how their program's culture transforms players into men through fierce competition. This is how you'll be spending your Thursday evening, Drew?
Yes, absolutely. I got to shout out my friend Brian Deal, who's like a big cinephile. That feels weird to say, you know?
Anything like with file at the end of it, I think, is definitely just taboo.
It just doesn't feel right, but no. He's like a big movie guy, and he saw this and alerted me to this, and I probably wouldn't have known about it otherwise, but the minute that I saw it, I bought my ticket, so I'm ready to go. Marlon Humphrey, I think, is a director or producer on this thing.
Okay.
Corner for the Ravens, so
yep.
I'm fired up, man. Roll Tide. It's going to be
is it only like certain regions? Is it a regional thing here?
I think it's all around the South, like
Georgia,
Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. Like, they're all showing the movie tonight and tonight only. So if you are Roll Tide, I don't know what the ticket situation looks like. They were selling pretty fast.
Yeah.
But if you are Roll Tide, then you probably want to go check this out tonight. I'm going to be going to I don't know what time it is.
Looks like 7 o'clock. Looks like a 7 p.m.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're really living it up. You're really doing the damn thing. I'm looking forward to the Memphis basketball documentary that they release in theaters. We got to get somebody to make
it. They need like at least 15 championships first. But I think that's the marker, right? I think if you get to 15 championships, you know, then you get the documentary shown in theaters.
Yeah, we got some work to do. We'll get right on it, man. Drew, enjoy the film. Soak it in, because it's probably never going to be anywhere close to as good as it was under Coach Saban ever again.
It probably won't, and that's all right.
Do you think Kalen DeBoer will go watch the movie?
Yeah. Kalen DeBoer's probably already seen the movie.
Got it.
I don't know if he's in it. I guess I'll find out tonight. I don't know. You got to clear a certain bar to be in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's about SEC dominance. That's what it's – so he hasn't done that. He hasn't dominated the SEC, so I don't think he should be in it.
No. I mean, I think there's a rule, a precursor, that if you lose to Vanderbilt, you're not allowed to be in the movie.
That's right.
So I don't know. He may not be in the movie.
He may not be. He may not be nothing but a winner. I mean, it's just – we'll see.
No, you're not nothing but a winner if you're losing to Vanderbilt, right? You know? As Nick Saban said it himself, Vanderbilt's the only place that's not hard to play in the SEC, which that's rat poison, and he made a mistake there. But I don't know. I don't think you can do that. Losing to Vanderbilt is not good enough. You can't be losing to Vanderbilt, so they got to be better this year.
Exactly. Drew, thanks, brother. You're the best.
All right. See you, man.
He is Drew Hill. Covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. I don't know about Kalen DeBoer. And by the way, this movie is kind of nuts. Like, it's in theaters. It's a documentary about Alabama football.
Something I will not be watching.
Yeah. Well, you got your own problems over there, pal.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I do think that we so took for granted Nick Saban's dominance for as long as, I mean, I don't want to say we took it for granted, because that it's like, what are we supposed to do? I mean, what are we supposed to worship his feet? But I just think it showed you after he left and how sort of, I don't want to say, but it felt like Alabama was pedestrian, right? It felt like last year Alabama was, and what, they win 9 games?
Oh, yeah. They were still on the cusp of the playoff.
Right.
Like a game away. I mean, for Drew's point there, losing to Vanderbilt, if they win that game, they're probably in that last playoff spot for a Power 4 school.
Yes.
But at the same time, then they go to the bowl game and they lose to Michigan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they were really, and just an odd team last year. Just felt weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. So I think ultimately, yeah, it's a testament, you know, to Saban's greatness and just, you know, how he consistently navigated quarterbacks, he navigated, you know, changing landscapes, changing styles of play. You know, I've grown to appreciate him, you know, more and more, you know, as the years have gone on, for sure.
And changing staff. I mean, how many coordinators did he go through that as he essentially rehabilitated them?
No question.
I mean, we've got two that are now current
sitting
SEC head coaches.
Your coach, man.
Oh, yeah.
Your coach.
My coach.
We'll monitor it. I don't think I watched either, but, you know, I'm sure there are.
When is it hitting streamers?
That's
the question. Yeah, like, exactly. You know.
I mean, it got a theatrical release.
That's why I've got to find out. Like, if it hits streamers, amazing. I get bored one night,
right.
You might take it on.
Right.
We'll see.
All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. It's MLB trade line deadline day as well, so we'll see if there's any big names on the move. Britt Rooker's name gets mentioned every single offseason at this point.
We've already had the A's make some big-time moves earlier.
Yeah.
So
they're buyers, eh?
No.
They're not buyers. They're sellers.
Selling.
Oh, okay. Well, they are 15 back. of 500. So anyway, we'll get into all that today here on the show. Stick around. Jason and John, Auditorium FM, ESPN. All right, we're back. Jason and John, Auditorium FM, ESPN. Thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show. Yeah, you mentioned it. It is Major League Baseball trade line deadline day, and the A's have sent their closer to the San Diego Padres, which is, you know, a very interesting move there. It makes sense, but yeah, Mason Miller is headed to the Padres. You know, great bullpen there already, and now you're adding him. Padres are also going to get JP Sears, so a starter and a closer.
Yeah,
I mean,
rotation piece and a closer, one of the best in the game. But they are giving up the number 3 prospect in all of baseball.
Right. That's true.
That's not nothing.
Yeah, that is not nothing. That is a good point. Yeah, listen, I mean, you know, the A's, I think, are just kind of biding time, you know, until they get the to Vegas. Although it does kind of make me wonder, like, okay, you're sending out, you know, Mason Miller, you're sending out another starter, you know, Brent Rooker just sitting there, you know, like, that's the guy you would actually get something real for, you know. I mean, why not, you know, send him out? Because you don't care about selling tickets in Sacramento, do you?
Clearly they don't. I mean, if they're giving up probably their second or third starter and Mason Miller, they clearly are not worried about winning right now.
Right.
No matter how much money they went out and spent in the offseason giving, you know, some of their starters a ton of money, extending Brent Rooker to that major contract that he got during the season, they very clearly are not prioritizing winning right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I know that, you know, this our
audience. How many years out are they?
I think it's
from Vegas. Like, it's more than one or two.
Yeah, it is. I think it's like 2028.
Jeez.
At the earliest. So, because they got to get the stadium built, right?
Yeah, and it's ground up. It's from nothing to a full stadium. Yeah. That's insane.
That's when they're planning to open it. So, you know, that's 3 seasons from now. You know?
Yeah.
Because you got to go 25, finish that, 26, 27, then you'll be ready, you know, in 2028, hopefully. But, I mean, it's not like, you know, construction projects have never been delayed, and now the cost for the, you know, costs always go up. It's going to be a $2 billion ballpark.
Jeez.
$2 billion. What's the most expensive?
How much was SoFi? I feel like SoFi was a lot.
Yeah. So let's see. Yankee Stadium was $3.4 billion adjusted for inflation. So.
Oh, do you just mean baseball?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, whatever the newest NFL stadium is, right?
Which I think is, SoFi, isn't it? Or isn't Jacksonville building a new one?
Are they? Good for them.
I think so.
Yeah, it's SoFi.
Yeah.
$6.75 billion.
That's ridiculous.
And then Allegiant.
That's right, Allegiant.
But it's $2.3 billion. I mean, so you're talking about $4 billion difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.